Coast Radio News for Friday, November 22, 2019. I'm George Henry. Silt Coos Lake has been suffering from an outbreak of cyanobacteria, according to a press release from Dune City reporter Jamie Mills. Back in November, the blue-green algae was up to 1,423,372 parts per milliliter. Anything over 100,000 ppm is considered concerning. Some of the issue can be attributed to septic tank runoff into the lake. Recently, the Environmental Protection Agency released a mobile app for phones that can detect the levels of cyanobacteria. Mills in her release said the app currently registers 346,736 parts per million. While she is not sure of the accuracy of the app, she notes that it's more information than they have had available in the past. In addition to septic release, decomposing plant material and warmer water temperatures also contribute to algae growth. Dune City recommends that pets, the elderly, young children, and pregnant women avoid drinking the water and substitute bottled water instead. Tomorrow is the 19th annual Pounding to support the Florence Food Share. The annual food drive consistently adds over 10,000 pounds of food to the shelves of the agency and helps to provide food for over 700 needy families in the Florence area. Organizer Cindy Wabi has set her sights on 15,000 pounds this year. Last year, the Pounding added 14,572 pounds of food. The annual event was also helped last year by local business Top Hydraulics, which donated an equal share of cash to the pounds of food raised. This year, they have again pledged to match dollar for pound. The event is held at the grocery outlet on Highway 101 from 10 until 2. Coast Radio will have a live broadcast from 10 until 1. After the Florence Planning Commission, along with the Florence City Council, passed the residential code updates earlier this week, the Planning Commission will meet on Tuesday for its regular meeting. They'll be looking at new requests for planned unit developments and a subdivision. The requests are for the allowance of a project located at the site of the former senior center on Airport Road. Developers Dev Northwest is looking to build 12 detached homes in a community-oriented setting, cluster development. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, November 22nd, 2019.